Spiritual Reflection by well-known author and theologian, Jesuit Father Gerald O'Collins.
When he comes to the final chapter of his Gospel, St. Mark tells us that Mary Magdalene and her two companions set off very early on the first day of the week, just when the sun had come up. That first Easter day was the new day of a new week that will never, never end. The three women were walking into a morning that was infinitely newer than they ever dreamt. The newness of Easter really came home to me 20 years ago when I taught a course on Jesus' resurrection in Vermont, not very far from the home of the Trapp family singers. The students wanted to mark the end of the course by celebrating a Eucharistic liturgy. At the offertory, they each brought to the altar some gift symbolizing Easter and the resurrection. One brought a new candle, another a butterfly, another a picture of the rising sun, and so it went on. At the end of the line came two tall persons, Mimi and Matthew. As they walked up with nothing in their hands, I wondered, you know, whether they were going to produce something from their pockets. Mimi stopped and then stepped out of her shoes. "They're brand new shoes," she told us. "The resurrection lets us all walk in new ways." Then Matthew turned towards the congregation and said, "As my Easter gift, I have a new song to teach you." And he went ahead and did just that. Mimi and Matthew were right. The resurrection of Jesus does put new shoes on our feet and a new song in our mouth. Jesus' rising from the dead empowers us to walk in new ways and to sing his new song of joy, Alleluia. Of course, it's so tempting to think that the sun will never come up over our lives. It's so easy to slip into thinking, "Oh, Collins, yesterday, today, and the same forever, as he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, faults, failures, and sins forever. Amen." But with Jesus' victory over death, a new morning is broken. Our hills are alive with the sound of music, the sound of God's new music. The glorious sun of the resurrection has come up and will never go down. Alleluia.
Our thanks there to well-known author and theologian, Jesuit Father Gerald O'Collins. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.